147. That's how many people signed up to share their views last night on a law that would ban the sale and possession of certain firearms defined as assault weapons within the city limits of Boulder. Councilwoman Jan Adler-Grano proposed the ban after the most recent school shooting at Marjorie Stoneman High School in Parkland, Florida, that left 17 people dead. The ordinance would not require people to turn over assault weapons they already legally possess. It would simply ban them from selling or acquiring new ones after April 1st. The National Rifle Association had recruited many of the speakers, including several who were from surrounding communities where the law will not apply, and many of the NRA's familiar arguments were aired. First, there was the argument that cars aren't banned and they kill more people than guns.
This whole thing was brought on, and as you can see, most of these people are concerned about the deaths of children. And I'd like to point out, if we're so concerned about the deaths of children in this country, in 2017, 11 children between the ages of 2 and 18 every single day died from text message and automobile accidents. And what are we doing about that? Nothing.
Another familiar argument? Gun laws don't work.
If this law can help stop any mass shooting, I'm all for it. But if that's the case, then how come the Columbine shooting, number one, happened when there was a ban on assault rifles?
There were, of course, many speakers who argued that the Second Amendment should not be tampered with.
So firstly, I'd like to say this proposed ordinance isn't a response to anything that's locally happening in Boulder. Seems to be part of a nationwide political agenda that seems to be aimed at transforming and destabilizing the very foundation of this country.
And there were those with strong political views who came to speak.
Ralph Schnellbar, Longmont, Colorado. I'm the chair of the Libertarian Party of Boulder County, and I'm going to be very brief. There are about 2,000 registered libertarians. I think I speak for them. I simply ask you, as a libertarian principle, to simply leave people alone.
Still others cited the Holocaust in their opposition to a new gun law, worried that history could repeat itself.
My name is Jerry Krause. I've been in Colorado for 10 years, 8 of which I've lived in Boulder County. And I'm a veteran, a member of the Fraternal of Police, and I'm Jewish. And I'm also a member of the NRA. And I joined the NRA before I ever owned a firearm, because the first thing that Hitler did is he took away the gun registration list, which is part of what you're talking about doing, that a previous administration passed before Hitler ever came to power. He took those and disarmed everybody he didn't like in Germany. We know what happened next. 12 million people went to gas chambers.
Finally, there was even a new Boulder business owner who weighed in with supporters of the proposed ban.
As we look to grow our business and attract new talent to Boulder, I cannot emphasize the positive impact this legislation can have in recruiting new, young, and vibrant talent. It sends a clear message in Boulder. We are committed to the safety and well-being of every child, every family, and every employee.
But the first-hand stories of gun violence were perhaps the most powerful.
On December 14, 2012, my sister Mary Sherlock went to work at Sandy Hook Elementary School and was never seen again. Mary was the school psychologist that gave her life trying to protect her students. Upon hearing a blast, Mary and the principal knew it was a shooter. Mary and the principal ran out of the meeting room around a blind corner of the lobby where they were shot and killed. Mary and the principal died on the lobby floor.
I have two kids. Both of them were at Crestview Elementary when Sandy Hook happened. Every time I walk into Crestview Elementary, I think about how easy it would be for someone with one of these guns to blow through the front desk. The sweet woman who answers the phone and helps kids find their lunch boxes would be toast. The first hallway is kindergartners and first graders. I beg you, please, let's not become Parkland or Newtown. It is not enough to say, let's hope it doesn't happen here. You guys can do something.
Hi, I'm Rachel Friend, a Boulder City resident. This is my sister Sarah, who's going to take over if I melt down. Because I'm here to share with you the story of my friend Sandy Phillips and her daughter Jessie, who was murdered by an assault weapon in the Aurora movie theater shooting.
My name is Fred Cook. I live in the city of Boulder. On April 16th of 2007, I was in an engineering mechanics class at Virginia Tech when a gunman started going from room to room shooting students and faculty. My instructor, a Holocaust survivor named Liviu Librescu, was killed while holding the door shut to our classroom. Myself and a dozen of my classmates jumped from the second story window to escape. 33 students and faculty lost their lives. At the time, this was the worst mass shooting in modern U.S. history. For decades, the gun industry, through the NRA, has stoked our patriotic emotions to convince Americans that any law at all restricting guns is a violation of the Constitution that will end in seizing all the guns. We must break this deadly cycle.
Finally, one resident sat through hours of testimony to simply pose a question to Mayor Suzanne Jones.
Hello, my name is Julie Bourgeois. I live in Boulder. I'm a student at CU. I'm probably one of the only people in this room that doesn't support or oppose this ban, so I kind of just actually have a question for City Council. Because of the sensitive nature of this legislation, is there any reason why this couldn't be a ballot issue so that the people of Boulder could feel that their voices were, I guess, heard outside of this one meeting?
So we're not going to answer that now, but thank you for posing a very good question.
At the end of the five-hour hearing, City Council unanimously passed on first reading the proposed law that would prohibit high-capacity magazine and bump stocks. Council's vote will send the measure to a second and possibly a third reading where changes to the language could be included. Councilmember Jill Grano said the law was long overdue, and she could not sit by and listen to more middle schoolers talk about being afraid in their schools without doing something to encourage reduction in the availability of assault weapons. For KGNU, I'm Roz Brown.